Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry, and today you are listening to the Apostolic Voice. So glad to be with you again, as we always are when we come on this particular program to deal with you and talk to you about various issues that face the church, that faces the world, and all of that. Just want to give you today an overview of the Congress again. I know we probably have talked about it before, but just want to give you, as we move closer and closer to the particular date of the Congress, I want to make sure that you are reminded of what we have going on at COAB and how it can benefit you. And got a whole lot of other stuff we have going on, but just want to make sure that you are aware of us and aware of what we have to offer you, and also to let you know what's going on this year at COAB. You know, lately, my brothers and sisters, the Bible says in the book of Matthew that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And then it said the violent by force. Can I say that one more time? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent, those have been violated, stand up, and they take it by force. And this is what has been happening lately with the Congress. It seems as though every year by this time, we have various people and various individuals who proceed to try to allow themselves to be used by the devil so that they can distract from what we're doing, to try to come against what we're trying to do. But God will be praised, because what we are trying to do in the world and in the earth today is something that is needed. We have everybody seem to be a whoring after idol gods. People are going after places and things that will distract them from what God is doing and trying to do among us. And this year, I believe we have an awesome agenda for the Congress this year. We have some awesome things that are planned this year, and I believe that they will benefit you and your church and your ministry greatly, and that it will become a plus for you to come to the Congress this year and to experience COAAB, which is, we pronounce it as COAB, for yourself. I know there are a lot of people who don't understand what we're about. They don't understand the institution. They don't understand why we're here. They think we are trying to fight them, but they don't realize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but our battle is against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we are after. We are after to destroy the kingdom of the devil, so that God's name may be praised, God's name may be glorified, heaven may be exalted. And I believe this year, it is unique. Each year we go higher at COAB. Each year we started with a small number. By the end of the week, at our first conference, if you total the number of people that showed up for the whole week, we probably had about 60 to 80 people total for that whole week. We started off with the general sessions, didn't have a very big crowd for that. But if you count what came to general session, what came to the worship services, we had quite a few people. It was more than just 7 people that gathered for the whole conference. When you come to the second COAB event from last year, 2014, we had more than just 2 or 3 or 4 people that came together. We had quite a few people. I can't remember the exact number we had on our opening service. We had over 40-some people to register. And not only that, but some people that didn't register actually attended and showed up. So we had actually people that showed up who had not registered, but they showed up at the event. And they came and was a part of it. We even invited an archbishop or two to come back. And then he asked them for registration, but invited them to come back. Even gave them the material that we had. So we wanted them to see what we were doing and what we were teaching and what our program was, what we were presenting. And a lot of people think because I am a stickler for truth, and I stand for truth, but my normal persona is not argumentative. It's not argumentative. People think that because they don't know me, and the enemy is trying to do what we call confirmation bias, you know, allow us to see what he wants us to see instead of seeing the holistic picture. COAB is a great institution. It is an institution, I believe, that is called by God. And the number one reason why we are called the Congress of Apostles and Bishops, and not just the Congress of Bishops or the Joint Congress of Bishops, because we are modeling after the Acts 15 Council, where the bishops, the apostles, and the brothers came together to talk and to discuss issues that face the church and the world. And that's what we do at COAB. We are an ecumenical group, but we're not ecumenical in theology, but we are an ecumenical group. We have Sabbath keepers, and we have Sunday people that worship on Sundays that come together. We have apostolics, and we have Trinitarians that come together at COAB. Yes, we have a standard of faith that we proclaim, we believe, but there are certain points that we will not argue about at COAB. We will not argue over baptism. Yes, we will talk about baptism. We'll give what we believe from a historical point of view and biblical point of view. But at the same time, we agree it is part of our concordat that we will not fight over baptism. We will not fight. Why? Because God is our focus. Baptism is a symbol, but it's not the end all to end all. COAB is a growing group. Like I said, first year, total people that showed up from the worship service and the conference itself was about 60 to 80 people, something to that nature. If you count last year with all the people that showed up the first day, some that showed up the last day, and those that attended, we probably had to be close to a total of attendance with everybody that came, probably a little over 100, not counting the 45, I think it was like 45 that probably registered to be a part, and those that did not register but came, and those that worshiped together. So we had a nice crowd. This year we're expecting to exceed that. We're still waiting. We still got a few people that are planning to register. They have not registered yet, and I want to encourage you. You need to register as well. Registration is only $100. If you get it in between now and August the 1st, it is $100. On August the 2nd, registration will go up to $150 per person. So you need to register now to be a part of this great event. COAB is not some sedity institution. COAB is about respect. It's about honor. It's about the love of Christ being exemplified. It is about the preaching of the cross of Christ. It is an apostolic and prophetic institution. It is an institution that is not centered on Rome, nor the Phanar, nor Alexandria, nor Antioch, but is centered on Jerusalem, the birthplace of the church, the place where Jesus will come back one day and set up his kingdom on earth and rule, as the Bible says, for 1,000 years. So COAB is a growing synod based on Acts 15 model where apostles and elders, the elders as bishops, and the brethren, that's brothers and sisters together, gather to learn, to talk, to dialogue about issues facing the church and facing the world. The atmosphere is more of a conference/convocation type atmosphere. We open up on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, with our opening worship service and Holy Communion. Our dear friend, the father of the Congress, Apostle Johnny Clark, is going to open up the Congress for this year preaching. He's going to preach us happy. I know he's a good preacher. I heard him preach before. Apostle Johnny Clark is going to open up the Congress for us this year. Awesome worship. We're going to have some awesome time of praise. God is going to meet us, and we're going to have an awesome service. We're going to, like I said, we're going to close that opening service. We'll hold the communion. You can get to the church early, get your conference material, the syllabus. I promise you the syllabus is going to be on point this year. All of the syllabus has been on point. We're working on to make sure we have everything good in the syllabus, that we make sure that our case of dyslexia and all of that does not get in the way of producing a good syllabus for you during this Congress. So we have planned an awesome Congress for you this year. Syllabus is going to be more like it's going to be in softback book form. We were going to put it in a spiral binding, but I found a way to do it a little bit more economical. And so we're going to see about doing it in paperback book form, and we're going to get it done through one of our publishers that I've been using lately. And we're going to have when I tell you, it's going to be awesome this year. The Congress is going to be off the hook. You need to be here. We're going to have chapel services. Yes, we do start our general session off with a time of worship. Yes, we will, and we'll continue to do that with a song and with a brief prayer, and we'll go into the discussion. But we will actually have a morning manna type chapel service on Thursday morning and on Friday morning. It's open to the public. It's going to be an early morning service. It's going to be 45-minute chapel service, start at 9 o'clock. We're going to end at 9:45, even if you're shouting and dancing. I promise you, you're going to stop at 9:45. You can keep shouting and dancing, but the service will be over at 9:45 because the session starts at 10 o'clock and all of that. We're going to have some dynamic people preaching. We have to actually change the schedule of who's preaching for the morning manna chapel services, but we're going to have an awesome time. Awesome time. I have two new people that I'm putting in to participate in that. One is going to be a new member of the Congress. Once I get their okay, I give their name. And then another one, I don't have their name on the list, going to be awesome. So it's going to be a lady minister that's going to be doing one of the sessions, one of the chapel services preaching, and, you know, they'll give their 15-20-minute sermon. And then there's going to be a man doing it the other service. So we have both genders representing, preaching the gospel during our chapel services. They'll last for 45 minutes. Our general sessions are going to be awesome. Awesome. If you have seen our flyer, you noticed what our general session is going to be about. We start our general session, like I said, off with a brief time of worship, and we have a prayer, and then we go into our teaching. We have a worship, brief a song or two that we sing together, and then we'll have a prayer, and then we go into our general session of teaching. And our general session will deal with fivefold/fourfold ministry. And we do that on purpose because we want to really show what we believe. Now, you can believe how you want to believe about the fivefold or fourfold, but we're going to show you from an objective, historical, biblical point of view what we believe the Bible says about that, that it's a fourfold and not fivefold. And I think the English is very clear, even when I'm looking at the Greek. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the apostles. We're going to specifically talk about the prophet. We're going to talk about the pastor teacher in there. We're going to talk about these. Some of these we'll go in detail. We're going to try to do as much as we can in an hour, and I think it's an hour and 30-minute session, general session. And then once we break from that general session, we're going to have an hour and 30 minutes set aside for lunch. Then we have not finished the details with the lunch because there may be an on-site caterer. There may not be an on-site caterer. We have not got the detail of that now because we're still working on getting a few more funding things going on. And if you listen to this, and maybe God is leading you to send a donation, you know, you're more than welcome to go to our website and use your debit card or credit card and make a donation. You can make a donation of any size, $50, $100, $500, $1,000, $10,000. You can make a donation to COAB. And we will greatly appreciate that. It will help us do what we do and be a blessing to the people that are coming. Your donations help us make sure that we have the facility that we have. We have the syllabus that we have. Because, you know, the $100 that we do for registration, it is enough to cover the bare minimum of what we need to cover and all that. And one thing that we don't do that a lot of conferences do, and one day we'll get to that point, but we have not given a stipend out to everybody that participated in the Congress yet, because we're in the growing stages. We're in the initial stages of this movement, and you don't kill a movement with a lot of trying to have these exorbitant budgets, you know, exacerbate the cost out of control, where you cannot people can't afford to come. And then you so high. Yes, your gift may be worthy of $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, but there ought to be times where you come and say, "Hey, I just want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. I understand that you're on your initial stages, so I can't give you the extra $100, but I can give you this and I can give you that to be a blessing to what you are trying to do in the kingdom of God." Somebody ought to say amen. So with that said, we will have lunch. We will have lunch at COAB. We will have lunch, and we will eat. Either some of them may stay at the church, some may go from the church, eat, but they have an hour break, hour and 30-minute break for lunch. We come back again after that for our second general session on Thursday. That second general session is a class on homiletics. We're going to talk about preaching. We're going to talk about the art of preaching. Whether you know it or not, preaching is an art. You may be called by God to preach, but God uses your characteristic, your person, you, and what you know and what you learn, your skills, your persona, everything, whatever you are, he uses that to communicate the gospel. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the glory may be of God and not of us. So then, when you look at preaching is more than just getting up there hooping. Preaching is more than just getting up there hollering. Preaching is about, it's just more to it. It's more to it. It's about being instructional and intellectual as well as emotional, and being able to be make the application and bring the point home so that the people can understand what is being said and how it is being said. So COAB has a lot to offer. COAB has a lot to offer. You hear what I'm saying? Has a lot to offer. And you need to be a part of this. Not only do we help you be a better preacher, we're trying to help you, but then we end Thursday with two breakout sessions. We have a session on church structure and legal, and we have a session on Episcopal assistance, where we cover the bishop chaplain. Some of y'all call that the armor bearer and adjutant. We cover other Episcopal assistants, which is the Episcopal vicar and the vicar apostolic and vicar general and all these other offices that helps the bishops. We talk about that in that class, so you really need to be a part of that. Those of you that are in administration need to really be a part of the church structure and legal, because we talk about various things, and some of the stuff we're going to discuss, some of the stuff we're just going to review what we got in the book, and because there's going to be some stuff in the book to be able to be a blessing to you. We come back Friday morning for chapel again, 9 o'clock to 9:45 chapel. And then session starts again. We'll give you a 15-minute break, coffee break, 15-minute coffee break, and we will have start back again at 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the dot. We're going to start with a time of worship, again, a song or two, and we're going to have prayer, and we're going to talk about the ceremonial bishops. At the same time we're doing that particular session, those women who are not apostles and episcopates can be excused, and they will be able to go to a breakout session with one of our prophetess that is a part of this organization. And they are going to do a session for the women's in ministry, midwives in ministry. So they're welcome to go. All the sisters and all the anybody that wants to be a part of what Prophetess has to share, it's going to be an awesome session, an awesome session. Last year she had a chance to minister prophetically and in prayer to some of the people that gathered. Even I think a couple of brothers even showed up to the class. So it was an awesome, awesome session last year. And then we're going to break again for lunch. It'll be an hour, 30 minutes for lunch. Then when we come back for lunch, Specifically, lunch after lunch, that send-out session is not really an open session for everybody. It's mainly for those who are members of the Congress. Members of the Congress. Now, any delegate can come, and if we have any issue that we discuss, you can help discuss those issues. But as it relates to voting, you cannot vote on those issues unless if it's a voting thing. Only members of the Congress can vote on those particular issues. Now, we would take note that if you voted as a delegate, we'll take note of that because, and we'll jot it down because that will help add voice, and a collective voice, to what goes on. But we're going to talk about the COAB Corporation, which is going to be the corporate arm for the Congress. The Congress itself is a separate institution, but the Congress will have a nonprofit corporation arm that handle the business side of the Congress, the legal side of it, the COAB Corporation. And we're going to talk about that and all of that. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to discuss what I have done as the incorporator of that particular organization, who is a part of it, who is not a part of it, and how issues in COAB affects issues as it relates to that, and how those issues that COAB approved becomes an official issue, an act of the whole corporation, and vice versa. We're going to talk about that as well. Then we're going to come back after the synod, and because the synod would be like technically the last general session, and then we have breakout sessions after the synod, where we will have a class on canon law, and we'll have a class on the liturgy. And a lot of people ask me about how did I do Holy Communion. Talk about that. So I will talk about how I did Holy Communion last year, and we will cover various ways of doing baptism. We'll talk about, we're not going to fight over baptism, but we're going to discuss Trinitarian baptism, Jesus' name baptism, and how, you know, some people historically baptize in three immersions, and some do one immersion, some do forward immersion, some do backwards immersion, some do squatting down. We're going to talk about all of that. And we're going to have a, when I tell you, we're going to have a great, 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 great session. Everything that we talk about plus a whole lot more is going to be in that syllabus. That syllabus is going to talk about the deaconess and the deacons. It's going to talk about the various ministries of health. It's going to discuss a whole lot of information this year. It's going to be a bigger syllabus, a thicker syllabus. So it's going to be made available to you. You'll be able to get copies of it. We plan to have some extra copies of it at the Congress so that you can actually buy extra copies and give it to your people that you want to have a copy of that particular syllabus. We also will have a book table. We will have a book table and a registration table at the Congress. The book table is going to have, like I said, our Congress syllabus on there. It's going to have our last year Congress syllabus 2014. I'm working to still see if I can get the 2013 syllabus done in time and paperback form so we can actually have that on the table as well. We're going to have my book on Episcopal formation. We're going to have my book on the liturgy. And we're going to have a few other things on the table at the Congress, on the book table at the Congress. There won't be high-priced stuff. I think the highest cost for anything will probably be $25 that's on that table. It is our goal also to have, for members of the Congress only, we'll have the Congress crest hopefully done so by that time so we can actually, if not, we'll be able to take your orders and we'll be able to get it shipped to you in an expeditious manner. So you can have, if you want to put the crest on your tippet or on your skull as a member of the Congress, we'll have that for you as well. There will be a registration table at the Congress so that you can pick up your material. And not only can you pick up your material, but for those of you who have not paid, if you do not pay by August the 1st, at the table, registration table, the registration will be $150. There will be no exceptions to that. That's late registration. You better pick your material up at the table. You better register at the table. And registration table, get all your information and all that. There'll be other information at the registration table, too, on how to become a member of COAB. We're going to try to have all the information available to you at the registration table. So who may attend COAB in these last 5 minutes that I have? Anybody can attend COAB. Apostles, bishops, evangelists, teachers, pastors, overseers, prelates, whatever your title is, if you ain't got no title, if you're just a layperson, all of you are welcome because there's something for all of you. A true synod of bishops, congress of bishops and apostles offers something for everybody in the church, in the church. Are you following me? And so who may attend? Okay, we just talk about that. Who may attend? Not only may anybody attend COAB, but how is COAB structured? COAB is structured. We have a corporate structure, and we have our regular, what I call, synodal structure. When COAB is headed by Archbishop Primus and President, which he is considered to be first among equals, he has a certain amount of authority because of his office. COAB also has a I got to look and see what the name of it. We have a board of directors. I can't think of the name, what it's called offhand, but there is an apostolic council. That may be the name or not. I got to look at the rules and regulations and governing documents to see what that name is again. But we have that made of the officers and some other members that are appointed by the primus of the Congress. And then we have our synod, our general synod, which is also chaired by the primus of the Congress. Not only that, but COAB also have other offices and officers that are accountable to the primus as well as to the synod. We have a vicar of protocol. We have a vicar of worship and of arts. We have a vicar apostolic, who is the second person in charge of the Congress. We have a chancellor and a vice chancellor, who are what some of you would call the general secretaries of the Congress. We have that particular office. We have a registrar of the Congress who register people and make sure people are registered. They work in conjunction with the chancellors of the Congress. We have a vicar of ecumenical relations, vicar of canon law. We have I can't even think of all the positions. We have a 5-year plan for the Congress and all of that. And so we have structure. We have a lot of our corporate structure is structured so that majority of the stuff that is done at COAB is done through the office of the president of the corporation, who is also at the same time holds the office of Archbishop Primus of the Congress. And so there is a certain measure of authority that there's a certain measure of authority that they have that I have as the Archbishop of Primus. There's a certain measure of authority that the Synod has. Things that come before the Synod must either come before the Archbishop Primus first, or the Archbishop Primus and the Apostolic Council. I'm not sure that's the right name. I got to look at the canons again and see what it is. And all that. So it's a lot of we have structure. So it ain't no half put together show. We have a legal structure, and we have a Congress structure that everything is put in place. So with all that said, because I only have a few seconds left, go to our website, www.coaab.org. You'll find some of our materials available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, and a few other places. We have some of our stuff available in Kindle on Amazon, and the rest of our stuff is available in a paperback book form. There are direct links to some of our material on the COAB website. I want to encourage you to join us this year. If you can't join us, then make a donation, and we will show you our appreciation by sending you a PDF of our Congress syllabus this year. I am Bishop Thomas Henry, and for the past 30 minutes, you have been listening to the Apostolic Voice. God bless you. You have a great and a wonderful day.